The readings are very interesting today, how we have in the first reading someone who is accused of adultery and yet is innocent, and God intervenes through Daniel, through the Holy Spirit that is resting upon him, in order to prove her innocence and to free her, whereas those who are guilty of perjury are condemned. In the gospel text, we have a woman who is guilty of adultery. As the Pharisee said, she was caught in the very act of committing it. There are so many things that are wrong with this situation, so many things. The questions that are always brought forward, where is the man? They caught the woman, where is the man? She was caught in the very act of it. The other thing that is completely wrong about this situation is that they are using her. They are using her to get to Jesus. They are using her, they don't see her. They don't recognize that this is a human being. This is an opportunity for them. An opportunity for them in order to be able to trap Jesus. And Jesus refuses to allow them to use her. He does this by forcing them to look at themselves and to recognize that they are like her in their sin. I think it's beautiful in the passage. John notes that it's first the elders that leave. The elders of our community may not know all of the latest trends on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and all of these technologies and all of this. But as the scriptures present, when you live long enough to know yourself, to know your need for mercy, to know your compassion, that your need or your desire for compassion, you would be the first to leave as well. There is 1,000 different speculations on what Jesus is writing in the dirt. It's a powerful scene in the Passion of the Christ when Jesus sticks his finger in the dirt and makes the line, because it's almost as if the dirt in the ground is almost exploding below his finger. And it helps us to understand the image that comes from the book of Exodus. When God writes the tablets of the law, it says he wrote them with his very finger or his hand. He wrote them himself. And so we have this bringing together of God with his finger writing on the tablets of stone the commandments that he entrusts to Moses, and Jesus bending and writing in the ground as the giver of the law. Because he is the giver of the law, he then can be the one to forgive. The law is given so that we would know our sin. Jesus is given so that we would know God's merciful love. So Jesus is the culmination, the fulfillment of what is revealed in our need for mercy. He is the solution, and he is the response of God to speak into our life, to grant to us this great and awesome gift. Amen.